We'll be watching for distortions caused by the government shutdown and the big U.S. employment report tomorrow. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. How many of us got jobs in January and how many of us were left looking? In just over 24 hours, we'll get the government's employment and unemployment reports for January. Comes out 8:30 Eastern tomorrow. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how the government shutdown might play out.
Those 800,000 federal jobs were not eliminated. The workers are getting back pay, so their jobs won't be counted as lost. But people who were furloughed and could not go to work, they'd be counted as unemployed, right?
When we start looking at the unemployment rate, it gets really complicated.
Martha Gimbel at Indeed.com says furloughed workers might have identified as absent or not in the workforce, two categories that do not add to the unemployment rate. Plus, some of them found other jobs.
Driving for Uber, etc.
Bottom line, the shutdown might barely show up in the jobs report. Stacey Rappacon at Kiplinger.com has been looking at longer-term trends. She identified the 30 best jobs for the future. 13 of them are in healthcare.
The aging population is driving that job market.
The list ranges from physician and registered nurse to physical therapist. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
More about tomorrow's employment report in a sec, but first, the Federal Reserve's no longer has its finger on the red button marked interest rate increase. And that's a metaphor. It's probably not a single button. But on Thursdays, we book Diane Swonk, chief economist of the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So the world thought maybe the U.S. Federal Reserve might raise interest rates twice this year after what Chairman Powell said yesterday. Maybe not. What do you make of this?
He really conveyed the uncertainty and the wait-and-see attitude the Fed has. The Fed now has decided them being on the sidelines is how they get to their forecast for solid growth.
Now, some market professionals are getting very excited by yesterday's press conference. We have one professional quoted saying, "The punch bowl is back. Time to take on some of those risky assets." What do you think?
That would be exactly not what the Fed actually wants you to do to an extreme. In fact, some people are now looking at the rally that occurred afterwards, and they said things are getting expensive again. So what the Fed is trying to do is stay out of the way of an economy that's slowing and also doesn't want to be blamed if the economy falters, and they will ease if the economy really falters. But we're not to that point yet, so they haven't taken the punch bowl away, nor have they put it back. They haven't even spiked it. They're just sort of saying, let the party go on.
All right. Now, tomorrow, the big employment and unemployment report covering January. It's going to be an odd little report, don't you think?
Yeah, probably more noise than actual news. And we don't really know what's going to happen with E-Verify. People are undocumented workers. We do know that that was not up. And so people couldn't technically hire those workers, although many people don't check. And you can bet that the Labor Department will put as much explanation as possible on the first page of the report as well.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you for this.
Thank you.
The chair of the Senate Finance Committee says President Trump should lift steel and aluminum tariffs before Congress moves to pass the overhauled U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. Charles Grassley, the Iowa Republican, also says Trump should go ahead and let NAFTA lapse if Democrats refuse to go along with the overhaul. John in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote to say how much he enjoys our coverage of the economy and that Marketplace helps him make strong arguments and combat misinformation about financial matters. To join John in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
For federal employees who either worked or didn't work during the shutdown, back pay is supposed to be on the way, but not all federal workers are employees. Some are contract people, not eligible for back pay. Here's the story of a person deep into what is often considered retirement age, still cleaning at the Department of Agriculture to help pay her bills.
I never did experience anything like this before. It was hard, and it still is hard because my bills is behind. My name is Lila Johnson. I'm 71 years old, and I work at the Department of Agriculture for 21 years there as custodian worker. I make $22.10 per hour, 4 hours a night, 20 hours a week. My work task is cleaning bathrooms, that include dusting, cleaning, mopping. I have 15 bathrooms per night. Cleaning always hard. It's nothing easy about doing that. Nah. Mm-mm. Because you run into anything in there. Every bill that I have, I'm behind in. Car note, insurance, rent, credit card. My first thought was, oh my God, what am I going to do now? But thank God that I have a loving family that supported me as much as they could, like buying food and giving me a little extra money to put in gas in my car. It wasn't nothing that I could really depend on because they have their mortgage to pay, they have their bill to pay, but they helped their mother out as much as they could as far as making sure that I have food in my house. The thing that really worried me is because with my little retirement income and my Social Security, it's not enough to pay all my bills. I had to go into my life insurance policy that I have to pay back, and that would tie me over a little until time for me to go back to work. It's not fair. Now, if I can get the back pay, that will try to get me out the hole a little bit, but I'm still going to be struggling because I done been out of work so long. Penny pinch and do the best I can. Stretch and do the best I can.
The Service Employees International Union is pushing legislation to get some contractors the pay they lost during the shutdown. Today we also hear from a young mother, a federal contract worker whose car was repossessed on the last day of the shutdown. Marketplace.org if you miss it on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.